second to open session and take up item five, review of portfolio rebalancing report.
So at the end of July, we conducted our annual rebalancing, which involves both refreshing the liquidity program with a new year of benefit payments, new year four of benefit payments, as well as doing our rebalancing within our growth and diversifying allocations. You recall in the annual funding plan that was presented in June, we thought we were going to need about $530 million to add to the liquidity program. Yields ended up declining from June to July. So we had to increase that slightly to $550 million. We were also expecting about $290 million in employer prepayments. That actually came in at $300 million. So a little bit of an offset there. So in addition to the $550 million that was allocated both to Insight and DFA to bring the liquidity program up to size, we took profits in the U.S. and global equity space as well as U.S. high yield. I think the most notable drawdowns were within the small cap space for Emerald. We took $70 million, which was roughly a third of the portfolio. They'd had a strong run. We took profits in that space. We did end up using a transition manager to help mitigate some of the market impact of those smaller securities. That went very well. We took $70 million out of high yield as well, so we're drawing down that allocation. It has a long-term allocation target of zero. We have it as a funding vehicle for private credit, so we're starting to bring that down towards its ultimate elimination in that space. So at the end of July, we moved a total of $650 million out of equity and high yield and from the employer prepayments into the liquidity program. We topped up the BlackRock Russell 1000 passive index, and we added to the cash position, which had gotten a little small there. So page three of agenda item five just talks about where we were in June, what we moved in July, and where we ended up on August 1st. So if you take a look at the August 1st column there, you'll notice that we're up to a market value of roughly just north of $9 billion. And everything is very close to its target allocation. Liquidity coming in a little bit below target allocation, but the dollars are correct there for funding the actuarial projections. A little bit high in U.S. equity, a little bit low in global equity, and that was just market movement during July while we're rebalancing this. Fairly mechanical, but happy to take any questions from the trustees.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, conclude that item.